USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to defend the tariffs he's placed on imported steel and aluminum. Speaking during a business roundtable in Nevada yesterday, he said it's only going to help an industry in the United States that's already on the rebound.
The steel industry is coming back. United States Steel is expanding or building brand new plants and beautiful new expansions. They haven't done it in 35 years.
However, it's sparking a trade dispute with the European Union, which has now put retaliatory tariffs on a lot of American goods, as President Trump is now threatening to retaliate to that, putting 20% tariffs on imported European cars. The government now says more than 520 illegal immigrant kids taken at the U.S. border from their parents during the zero-tolerance policy have been reunited with their families. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Another step forward for women in Saudi Arabia. This one, a step on the gas pedal, as USA Radio's Rick Vinson explains.
They'll now be allowed to receive licenses and drive vehicles. It was the only country left in the world that didn't allow women to drive. This woman says it'll help her be more independent.
I would like going places. I love traveling, so I would love going by myself.
But women in Saudi still need a male guardian's approval to buy a car, open a bank account, marry, and get on a plane.
The ban on women driving there ended hours ago. President Trump says North Korea has returned the remains of 200 American soldiers who were lost in the Korean War. The president making the announcement yesterday while touting his relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un while speaking at the Nevada GOP convention in Las Vegas. CNN reported that U.S. military officials had moved 100 coffins to the DMZ to prepare for the return of those remains. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Authorities arrested a 19-year-old Canadian girl, keeping her for 2 weeks after she accidentally jogs from Canada into the United States. More on the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Sadella Roman had spent the day with her mother at White Rock Beach in Canada on May 21st, which is a legal holiday there. She said she saw no fences or signs on the beach and said it was an accident. An officer stopped me and started telling me that I had crossed the border illegally, she said. Roman called her mother, Christine Fern, in tears after she was arrested. The thing is that anybody can cross the border very quickly, her mother said. It's like a trap, because if we don't see a sign, you can cross the border very easily and be arrested. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson said her actions were still illegal, even though there are no fences or signs designating the U.S.-Canadian border.
And the CDC is crediting American schools for helping to decrease the national smoking rate because of the tobacco-free policies at many of those schools. A study out a few days ago found over 2,000 colleges and universities prohibit smoking and smokeless tobacco products on their campuses, and schools with tobacco-free policies have increased by nearly 800 campuses since 2012. The CDC says schools are the perfect place to teach and practice health habits. For USA Radio News,